You convert. I repeat, the most hardened criminals, in the measure that you are patient, forbearing, and merciful inside of your heart toward those whom God has given you, that you might be a channel of grace toward those whom you might say, "Dear God, where did I deserve it?" Don't talk that language. It's a gift. Why in God's providence has He allowed us to sin, that we might be generous? We owe God so much love that we had deprived Him of. Our God, who made us out of nothing, and we have been so failing in generosity towards Him. Why has God allowed us to sin? That we might be zealous in laboring for the conversion of sinners. The most zealous apostles in the history of the church. There are a few exceptions, but not many. Most of the most zealous apostles in the church have been converted sinners. To name just three, St. Paul, the one who enjoyed the stoning of St. Stephen. Augustine, and my own father in God, St. Ignatius. He was a bad man. Very bad, very bad. Converted. Thank God. That's why I'm here. And finally, patience. Being sinners, we should be the most patient people on earth. We don't know anybody else's conscience, but we know our own. Because if God became man to suffer, to redeem a sinful world, let's hear it. There's no other way of redeeming the world except through suffering. And pray. Pray for the grace, and not being cheap in my rhetoric. Pray for the grace of enjoying, I mean it, not in your emotions, not in your feelings, but in your will, the suffering God sends you, because then you are cooperating with Jesus Christ in His salvation of the world by His dying, the agonizing death on Calvary. Have a short prayer. Dear Lord, grant me a deeper realization of the gravity of sin. Help me to see Your providence in the sins I have committed. Teach me the meaning of reparation for sin. Help me to spend the rest of my life on earth as a means of giving myself more generously, because I have sinned so grievously. Mary, refuge of sinners, Pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.